We thank the Lord for the privilege of sharing with you another Way of Truth broadcast. And we're thankful that you have our program tuned in. This service originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland. And this is Alvin A. Craig inviting you to stay tuned to our international broadcast. Jesus, quoting from the book of Deuteronomy, said, "Man shall not live by bread only, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." The psalmist said, "Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee." And the word of God is light for us to walk in. And the scripture says, if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for the wonderful words of life. And we thank you that you have preserved it for us down through the ages, that we have it today, and we have the privilege of presenting a portion of your word on this broadcast today. So bless our service as it goes forth. May every heart in our congregation be blessed by your word and by your spirit. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Our subject for today's broadcast, Worshiping God. And I'll read for a text from the fourth chapter of the book of St. John. In this passage of Scripture, we have Jesus talking to the woman at the well in Samaria. And he told this woman, according to verse 22, and I want to read from 22 through 24, "Ye worship, you know not what. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeketh such to worship Him. God is a spirit, and they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth." Worship is one of the most important exercises any Christian can do. It is for this reason we were born. "Thou art my God, and I will praise thee. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. His mercy endureth forever." Psalm 118, verses 28 and 29. Appreciating God and appreciating what he has done for us is one of the things and one of the reasons why we need to worship him. This is the first part of true worship, expressing our thanksgiving and our praise to God for all of his blessings unto us. We read in the 103rd Psalm, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name." And he said, "Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who satisfies thy mouth with good things." And so we are to praise the Lord, for he is the one that who gives us life and breath, yea, and all things. And this is the beginning of our worship. And remember, if we are going to worship God, we must worship him in spirit and in truth. The Lord, not anyone else, must be the focus of our worship. No other gods before me. We read in the Scriptures where the Lord said, "I am God, and besides me there is none other. All the gods of the nations are but idols." And so the Lord, not anyone else, must be the focus of our worship. "Thou shalt have no other gods before me." Worship should not be considered a spectator event. You do not just sit there and listen to songs and sermon. You take part in the worship service. When you come to service, are you looking for a deeper relationship with the Lord? Or are you thinking about other things, wondering about tomorrow, what you're going to do, what planning this or planning that? When you come to service, are you really looking for a deeper relationship with God, or are you just attending to make yourself appear there along with others? God is seeking true worshipers. The Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. The purpose of our worship, it is to glorify, to honor, to praise, to exalt, and please God. The Father seeketh such, and so he is pleased with those who are worshiping him in spirit and in truth. So I say, worship is not just some spectator's sport that you're looking at or observing. No, service, divine service and worship, is something that we must be partakers of. We must take part in. We must not sit there like a knot on a log, pardon the expression. We are to worship the Lord, come before His presence with thanksgiving, and into His courts with praise. Worship is a time when we pay deep, sincere respect, love, and fear to the One who created us. God, that made the world and all things therein, seeing that He is Lord of heaven and earth, dwelleth not in temples made with hands. Yes, He did back in the Old Testament times, in the tabernacle in the wilderness, in the temple at Jerusalem, but not so under the new covenant. God that made the worlds and all things therein, seeing that the Lord of heaven and earth dwelleth not in temples made with hands, neither is worshipped with men's hands, as though He needed anything, seeing He giveth to all life and breath and all things. So the Apostle Paul told the Athenians, as recorded in Acts 17, verses 24 and 25. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw nigh unto God, and He will draw nigh unto you. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. And so worship is one of the things that we were created for, and one of the things that we must do if we're going to please God. Worship in spirit. Wherefore, we receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved, let us have grace whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. So we read in Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 28. For you are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. 1 Corinthians 6 and 20. God is greatly to be feared in the assembly of the saints, and to be had in reverence of all them that are about Him. Psalm 89 and 7. Now, when I talk about worshiping God, I'm not talking about just making noise. There's a lot of noise in some sections of the religious world, but I'm talking about worshiping God from the heart, in sincerity and in truth. Worship in truth. Worship according to the teachings of the Word of God. Worship in the beauty of holiness. And let me say, you must live a holy life to be able to worship God in the beauty of holiness. You must live right. You must live for God, and you must serve God if you're going to worship Him in spirit and in truth. Worship is not for entertainment. Much worship, at least so-called worship, in churches today is just for that, entertainment. But worship, true worship, is not for entertainment. True worship is for the soul, and it must come out of the heart and directed to the Almighty God. Attendance at worship, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. For if we sin willfully, after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sins. Hebrews 10, 25 and 26. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Psalm 122 and 1. And could I say this without desiring to cause any offense to anyone? It is better to stay home and worship God in the privacy of your own home than it is to go somewhere where it is false worship, dominated by some false spirit and some preacher up there preaching a lot of false doctrine. You'd be better off to stay home, read your Bible and pray, and worship God in the privacy of your own home. And I do not say that with any desire of offending anyone, but I believe that to be true. We should not expose ourselves to false religion, to the workings of false spirits. And you know, there are many of them in the world today. Many false prophets have gone out into the world, so the Apostle John said. But he said, there is the spirit of truth, and there is the spirit of error. And he said, they that are of God heareth us. And he that is of God heareth us because he is of God, and he has the desire to know God and to know God's truth. And whenever we hear the truth, we must measure our lives to it. We must walk in the light. As I said earlier, we must walk in the light as he is in the light if we're going to have fellowship with God, with his Son, and with the true people of God. Now, I'd like to give you a quote. Even though worship is not a dress parade, many times we become too sloppy and revealing in the way we dress for worship. Our clothes do contribute to the emphasis we place on worship to God. This does not mean we have to wear fine and expensive clothes, but the way we dress should be in keeping with the dignity of the occasion. Women are commanded in 1 Timothy 2, 9 and 10, in like manner also, that the women adorn themselves in modest apparel with sobriety and moderation, which is proper for women professing godliness with good works. Modest clothing is the way women are who are professing godliness are to dress. Certainly a woman or man whose clothing is not modest is not professing godliness by the way they dress. In this verse, moderation suggests being restrained, and propriety suggests conforming to what is proper in the worship of God. And that's the end of the quote. And I certainly agree with that. Of all the places that we should dress neat, it is when we go to the house of worship, and we are going there not because it's a nice building, but we're going there because we want to worship God. I remember as a little boy living on the farm during the Depression, my mother would dress us in the best that we had for us to go to the house of worship. And that has stuck with me down through the years. And I believe that what this person has said that I have quoted from is correct. But the way we dress should be in keeping with the dignity of the occasion, where we're going and why we are going. Worship the Lord in our singing. There are 8 verses of Scripture in the New Testament about singing. And I will mention 4. I will sing with the spirit, and I will sing with the understanding also. That's from 1 Corinthians 11:15. Beloved, this is very important. I will sing with the spirit. And that's what really blesses your soul. And I will sing with the understanding also. We have a hymn that says, I know in my heart what it means. Salvation, that word so divine. A lot of people are singing songs that they really do not have the experience of. But we are told by the Apostle Paul in his letter to the church at Corinth, that we are to sing with the Spirit and we are to sing with the understanding also, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 19. We see from this passage of Scripture that it's not only in a worship service in a church building that we can sing and edify, but we can do that in our own home or privately. Let me read that verse of Scripture again. Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, not rock and roll, no, in spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Ephesians 5:19. The third verse that I want to call your attention to, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. Colossians chapter 3 and verse 16. And the fourth verse, saying, I will declare thy name unto my brethren. In the midst of the church will I sing praise unto thee. Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 12. So we see that we are to worship God in a house of worship by singing, and we can also sing in our own homes or wherever. Yes, it wouldn't hurt if you sang going down the street. People might look at you and think you're odd, but nevertheless, we are to sing hymns and spiritual songs, edifying ourselves and doing it to the glory of God as well. And in regard to our worship of God, preaching is a very important part of our worship. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. So we read in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and the second part of verse 21. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. To feed the church of God, the Apostle Paul said to the elders of Ephesus, take heed therefore unto yourselves and unto all the flock over the which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers, to feed the church of God which he hath purchased with his own blood. Preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears. In other words, preachers will preach to please the people, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall turn to fables. So Paul wrote to Timothy, 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 2, 3, and 4. And Jesus, giving the church the commission, shortly before he ascended back to heaven, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. Our worship is not to be limited to church services, I say. We can worship the Lord in prayer and in our own personal devotion, an expression of love and thanksgiving. Oh, worship the King, one hymn writer wrote, and we all need to do that, for this is the whole duty of man. Heavenly Father, we pray that you'll bless these thoughts to our precious congregation today. May the Holy Spirit make them a blessing to each soul. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. It's been a privilege to share another Way of Truth broadcast with you. We do trust that it has proven to be a blessing. Now, our mailing address is The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741 USA. It would be an encouragement to us if you'd take time to let us know that you hear and appreciate our broadcast. Our postal address again, the Way of Truth broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741 USA. Our email address is truth@fred.net, truth@fred.net. And our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. Remember, you may listen to a number of our broadcasts there if you've missed any. And you may also join us in our services. Sunday morning service begins 20 minutes before 11. Sunday evening service at 6. And our services are broadcast live over the internet. www.wayoftruth.org. And now, this is Alvin A. Craig, thanking you for listening to today's broadcast, inviting you to tune in this station next week when again, the Lord willing, we'll be coming your way with another Way of Truth broadcast.